It's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, May 9th. I'm Alana Rocha with the Texas Tribune in for David Brown. Thanks for joining us. As a surprise to probably no one, lawsuits have begun to be filed over SB4, the bill that would ban sanctuary jurisdictions. Governor Abbott signed the bill into law Sunday using a Facebook live stream. But perhaps it did come as a surprise. Who filed the first lawsuit? The state of Texas. Yes, on Monday, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Travis County, asking a federal court to declare the law constitutional. The lawsuit also names Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez, who has mostly refused to cooperate with federal immigration officers, along with Austin Mayor Steve Adler and members of the city council. The move appears to be a preemptive strike against potential challenges to the law. And those didn't take long either, the first being filed by the League of United Latin American Citizens. So what should we expect come September 1st when the law is supposed to take effect? For that, we're joined by Lynn Rambo, a professor of law at Texas A&M University. Professor Rambo, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first move made by the state. You think the strategy will work? And what exactly does Paxton's lawsuit do or seek to accomplish?
Well, the state's lawsuit seizes the agenda, if you will. And what it seeks to accomplish is a declaratory judgment that the law is valid so as to force Travis County and, of course, any other counties that are looking to comply with SB4. And it goes through what SB4 requires, and then it preemptively addresses constitutional issues that might come up or have been mentioned as coming up by opponents of the law.
Such as, I mean, about the constitutionality, where does that come from and what exactly are critics saying, what parts are unconstitutional?
Well, the assumption of the state in filing the suit is that people are going to complain that SB4 violates the Fourth Amendment because it requires the states to participate in ICE detainers, which they believe are unreasonable seizures. That's one claim. Then there's another claim that the state assumes people will make, that the bill was enacted for a racially discriminatory purpose. And that's an equal protection violation that they're anticipating. And the last constitutional claim they're anticipating is a preemption claim. The idea that federal law preempts any state law with respect to immigration. And so SB4 is invalid for that reason.
A lot of times SB4 is compared to the Arizona law, which, you know,
yes,
critics call the show me your papers law. How do those compare and what ultimately happened with that law?
The show me your papers law in Arizona was a provision that required police officers to determine immigration status anytime they made a stop. And that went up all the way to the Supreme Court and was found on preemption grounds and was found not to be preempted, in other words, permissible by the Supreme Court, at least pending any showing that it was being applied in a discriminatory manner or that anyone was being stopped solely for a check on their immigration status. It went back down and there was a negotiation between the parties. And it was ultimately, I think it was resolved in that they would not ask people on a mandatory basis. And what Texas has done is different because what Texas has said is that you cannot prevent any peace officer from asking about that. So what you're going to have is you're going to have police officers exercising their own judgment about whether they want to ask about immigration status,
rather than being required like the original law in Arizona did.
Correct. So it's going to be show me your papers from the police officers who happen to be of that mindset. And they're not going to be supervisable in any way, because if anything like that happens, then the entity, the police department, can get in trouble for preventing them. So it's introducing a whole level of politics into policing.
So how does this play out if Paxton's lawsuit is successful or not?
You know, if I had to bet on it, I would bet that the state succeeds with its lawsuit in federal district court.
How so?
In contrast to the Trump administration, there seems to have been quite a lot of effort put in on the part of the drafters of this bill, and in the amendment process, all of the hullabaloo to go back and forth with provisions, there's been a lot of effort put in to set it up in such a way that it avoids constitutional difficulty. Drafting it so as not to prevent officers from asking rather than making it mandatory that they ask is an example of that. That's going to go far when a federal court considers that. Even though it sets up the potential for racial profiling, no one can go after that under Arizona versus United States until it actually starts happening.
Lynn Rambo, professor of law at Texas A&M University, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you.